Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta who is serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, Do Not Be Afraid.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food, and I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me, naked, and you did not give me clothing, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The word of the Lord. We are starting our spiritual journey towards Easter Sunday. Today is the first day of the first week in Lent. In today's first reading, the liturgy reminds us that God told Moses to tell his people, Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We might ask, why should we be holy? Only because God is holy? No. There is something we frequently forget, that God created humans in his image and likeness. I feel that the way Jesus answered Philip when this apostle asked him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied, can be applied to us all. Jesus told Philip, Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. If we really believe that we are made in the image and likeness of God, then he who sees us should be able to see the Father. We can object that we are sinners and God is holy. That's true, but it is Christ's challenge for us to start or to continue our journey from sinfulness to holiness. Christ's challenge is, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Is this possible? No, it is not. Not here on earth. However, if we journey along Christ's path to perfection, stumbling along the way, when we fall into God's embrace on leaving this life on earth, He shall make us sharers of his perfection, as much as it is possible for humans to be. Then we shall be totally holy, for he, our Father, is holy. In today's first reading from the Leviticus, four times God tells Moses, I am the Lord. I don't think that here God is bossing around, giving orders because he is almighty. I prefer to see him painting an image of his likeness, things that we can do to be sort of like father, like son, like daughter. He is encouraging us forward. He is telling us, his family, yes, you can do it, try it. You have my blood running in your veins. Do not be afraid. How many times do we hear these words of encouragement in the Bible? Do not be afraid. This brings us to today's gospel selection. When we read about the last judgment, we normally are afraid. We often may ask ourselves, on which side shall I be? How shall I be judged? With love, surely. Perhaps we do not pay too much attention to the first phrase in today's Gospel. Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, Christ's glory is not his power, but his love and humility. St. Paul tells us, for you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. I feel I can repeat Christ's words. Do not be afraid. He tells us that it is the Son of Man, he himself, who will be pronouncing judgment. The one who freely accepted to be crucified to pay for our ransom and who rose from the dead in order to make us sharers in his glory. Come, and tells those on the right hand, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He does not only forgive us our sins, he gave us a sure hope of real glory. Immediately before the Gospel, Jesus tells two parables that show us what we should do, how to behave if we want to be on his right hand. The first parable is that of the 10 virgins waiting for the bridegroom. We know the story. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. When the bridegroom arrived at midnight, the 5 who took their flasks full of oil with them were ready and went with him into the wedding banquet. The lesson is, be prepared. Do not sleep during the day. There are times when you can rest, take a nap perhaps, but be prepared with the good deeds that Jesus mentions in the Gospel. The second parable is that of the talents. A man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. We know the story. The 2 slaves who used their ability doubled the talents entrusted to them, and the master told each of them, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the glory of your master. The one who received 1 talent told his master, I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. The master answered him, you wicked and lazy slave. You ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. The lesson is, do not be afraid. Do not hide your talent, even if it is only 1 talent. When after the Transfiguration, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why could we not cure the sick boy who suffered terribly?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible for you." It is not the size of our faith that matters, but that we use it. So do not hide your talent, big or small. Use it. Join others. That is why Jesus wanted his disciples to be family, a community that knows how to share, how to help one another, who knows what solidarity is. So let us not be afraid. Let us sow our seed. God will make it grow and produce fruit.